It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello there, and welcome to our Wednesday show. Border Crossings is on the air once again, and if you'd like to join the program, we have a telephone number for you. It's 202-619-2077. Please give us a call and let us know what's on your mind. You can make a request, you can make a dedication, you can just say hello, or you can enter our giveaway, which continues for the rest of March. The phone number is 202-619-2077. We'll start things off today with a song request from Charles, who joins us in Nigeria. This is Michael Jackson with Black or White.
Being a color.
And Black or white, Michael Jackson, and a request from Charles in Nigeria, who's listening to our show today. And we welcome you on Border Crossings here at the Voice of America. If you'd like to tune in and let us know where you listen, how you listen, and what it is you'd like to hear when you're listening, call 202-619-2077. You can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. You can find us on Twitter, twitter.com. Go to hashtag BCVOA or go to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Those are different ways that you can make your voice count here at Border Crossings and make a request. Gezahin Mulatu is listening in Ethiopia. Hello, Gezahin. Thank you for your message on Facebook. Omer, Ruth, and Hayalam are all tuned in as well on Facebook. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. This morning I came across a photo of an R&B funk superstar, a mega icon in the music industry who's coming back with new music and a tour. And I found a photo that had been posted on Twitter by this particular superstar when he was a middle school teenager playing basketball in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I will tell you this clue, he doesn't have purple on. He's not wearing a purple uniform, although that's his favorite color. And I asked on Facebook if you can identify that celebrity. So please go to my Facebook page and give it a shot. Let's see if you can figure out who the guy is whose photo with the big giant afro that I put up there from the 70s, because that's how everybody had their hair in the 70s, big giant afro. And if you want to check it out, it's facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Please head on over to there. I also have some big music news, which I will share with you in just a few minutes, something that relates to something we did on the air here this past week. So hang around. That is coming up as well, along with our CD giveaway this hour. Bia Mukama Evilist is listening to Border Crossings and says, Larry, I have been listening to you for about 5 months now, and I would love to hear a song here in Uganda played for all of our listeners and your crew as well. Please play the song from Don Williams called Lord, I Hope This Day Is Good. This is Border Crossings. Here's your request. Since the dawn of time,
I'm Taylor Swift, and you're listening to Larry London on The Voice of America.
Next mistake, love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie, I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors lie, and I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends, I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand, I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever. And I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies. I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want. Be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever. Your name. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. And I'll write your name.
It's Border Crossings with Taylor Swift. For all the Swifties around the world, Adita Pratika requested that song in India, and that is called Blank Space off the 1989 album, which was last year's best-selling album. It came out right at the end of the year, and its first week out sold about a million copies. So Taylor Swift, one of the few artists to be able to do that, sell a million of an album in only a week in an industry that's struggling to sell albums. So Taylor Swift's still working her magic. And Forbes magazine says that Taylor Swift is worth an estimated $200 million. And there was a report in the National Enquirer just about a day ago that said that Taylor Swift has decided to insure her legs for $40 million. Taylor Swift this morning responded to that and said, stupid. Untrue and stupid. Her words. So there you go. That's what happens when you believe the tabloids. But Taylor Swift going out on tour in May. She starts off in Japan with the big tour. Here's something that has been on the internet, tabloids, whatnot, that is kind of true. And that is there's a feud between Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. And I've gotten people write me on Facebook and say, Larry, what's up with that? Why are they at odds? What's the problem between Taylor Swift and Katy Perry? Well, early on, maybe January, before January, Katy Perry hired several of Taylor Swift's dancers for Katy Perry's tour. She took them away. She offered them more money and she hired them away. So Taylor Swift did not like that at all, that she took her dancers away from her. So she had a few choice words that she put out there in, I don't know, interviews or some other social media kind of setting. And it got back, and so, you know, Katy Perry and Taylor have had a little exchange of words, but apparently both of them now have said enough's enough. We're not going to talk about it anymore. But Taylor is very upset about that, losing a couple dancers. That's very important, because when you get chemistry going with your crew, and then you lose some of them, it kind of can change the dynamic. Thank you very much for the letter from Lucknow, India. I appreciate hearing from the listener who took time to write, because usually letters take a lot more time to get here, but this time we got the letter dated February 18th today. So thank you for writing in from India. Remember, our postal address is Border Crossings in care of the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237. If that is still the best way for you to communicate with us, you can certainly send us a card or a letter. Up next, Jan in Holland is not shy about calling in. He calls in almost daily, 202-619-2077. And Jan likes those oldies. Well, this song is definitely an oldie, and it's a goodie. It goes back to the roaring 20s, the 20s and 30s, when Glenn Miller was in his prime. The guy died in 1944, but he was one of the great band leaders, great composers of all time. I love Glenn Miller's music, and this song for Jan in Holland is called At Last.
Heaven, for you are mine. Hey, this is John Legend. You're listening to Larry London.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning. No kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy. Don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. How many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse. My worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Imperfections. Give your all to me. Give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
Border Crossings, and that is John Legend, All of Me. It's from Selamowit, Hayla Michael, and it's for her husband, Adie, and says, I love him more every day. Isn't that beautiful? That love can continue to grow. That's wonderful. Always happy to hear that kind of stuff. John Legend, All of Me, by request. John has been working with other artists lately. He recorded a duet with Kelly Clarkson for her brand new album, which is called Piece by Piece. And over the weekend, he recorded a song with Sam Smith. The two of them worked together for a good cause. They recorded a new version of Sam Smith's song, Lay Me Down. They recorded it together, and the proceeds will go to help the UK charity Comic Relief. The Red Nose Day is coming up on Friday. And this is a big event. It's not only a telecast, it's a concert, it's a fundraising event, and it takes place at the London Palladium and will air in England on the BBC. But Sam Smith, and he's the hottest thing in music right now, teaming up with the other hottest thing in music, John Legend. And that'll be fun to hear, that song. They both wore red noses when they recorded together. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and I would like to say hello to a bunch of our Facebook followers who checked in with us. New Nana, she's in Ghana. Wilfred, Jahangir, Sharmila, Kingboy, Mohammed, Ria, Scott, Nami Kajo in Zambia. Zambia's in the house. Asegid, Saidu, Jovia, and Lord Oji in Kuwait. They all went to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London and posted a little greeting to me. And so thank you very much for doing that. Dave Cause, who was on the show last week, we had him on last week. And great interview. Really enjoyed seeing Dave. He was on the program several years ago. One of the great saxophone players, saxophonists in the business. And he came by and we talked a bit about his tour and what's going on with Barry Manilow on the road. And he doesn't have a new album out yet, but we talked about future plans for a new album. And apparently Dave enjoyed the interview so much that he put it on his Facebook page. He posted the whole interview on his Facebook page. So I'm very flattered. Dave, if you're listening, thank you. Wow, what a great honor to be up there. Six-time Grammy nominee, and he put our little interview on his Facebook page. So thank you, Dave, for doing that. It's always fun to have him in the studio, and hopefully when he puts out his new album later this year, he'll come back and tell us about it. Up next, a request from Burhanu Asfa, who listens to us in Ethiopia, and writes in to say, Larry, I listen to the program. It's fascinating and entertaining, and I love the oldies and goldies on your show. So I want to hear a song from Jim Reeves and one of his great hits from Jim Reeves. So here is Jim Reeves for you, Burhanu, and he'll have to go.
Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you he'll have to go. Whisper to me, tell me, do you love me true? Or is he holding you the way I do? Though love is blind, make up your mind, I've got to. Should I hang up, or will you tell him he'll have to go? You can't say the words I want to hear while you're with another man. Do you want me answer yes or no? Darling, I will understand. Put your sweet lips a little closer to the phone. Let's pretend that we're together all alone. I'll tell the man to turn the jukebox way down low. And you can tell your friend there with you he'll have to go.
Larry London.
Mm-hmm.
Border Crossings, Phil Collins, wrapping things up on a request from Tukur Umar, which is called Find the Way to My Heart. And I hope you enjoyed that Phil Collins song. I don't get to hear that too often, but thank you, Tukur, for requesting. And Alhaji is in Ghana listening. Moses in Uganda checked in and said, that sounds like Phil Collins. Well, you're absolutely right. That's exactly who that was. I'd like to say hello to a bunch of new fans of our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And you can go to the Facebook page and weigh in on who the celebrity basketballer is, who is the pop star today that in his teens was playing basketball in Minnesota for his middle school. Write down who you think he is, and I'll tell you who it is. I'll solve the mystery and unravel the question at the end of the hour. So go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I want to say hello and welcome to Manal Ahmed, Surafel Mengistu, Henok McConan, Dodzi Isaac, Semawit Araya, Simon Selassie Azanu Jr., Javia Katagaza, Kalkidan Habtamu, Michael Adstar, Helena Tilahun, Jason Abraham, Scott Birohun Belay, and Odongo Bob, who just joined us seconds ago. Bob Odongo, welcome to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We're giving away VOA t-shirts and the Sound of Music soundtrack CDs all month. We'll do that in just a bit. So hang around, that giveaway's coming up. And after we play this request, I'm going to give you the news of the day. This is a $7 million news story. So hang around. That's coming up after we do this request for Azam Taba in Kuwait, who's requested Tom Waits and a song called Alice.
It's dreamy weather we're on. You waved your crooked wand along an icy pond with a frozen moon. A murder of silhouette crows I saw, and the tears on my face, and the skates on the pond, they spell Alice. I disappear in your name, but you must wait for me somewhere across the sea. There's the wreck of a ship. Your hair is like meadow grass on the tide, and the raindrops on my window, and the ice in my drink. Baby, all I can think of is Alice. Arithmetic, arithmetic, turn the hands back on the clock. How does the ocean rock the boat? How did the razor find my throat? The only strings that hold me here are tangled up around the pier. So a secret kiss brings madness with the bliss, and I will think of this when I'm dead in my grave. Set me adrift and I'm lost over there, and I must be insane. Go skating on your name, and by tracing it twice, I fell through the ice of Alice. also a secret kiss. Brings madness with bliss. And I will think of this when I'm dead in my grave. Set me adrift and I'm lost over there. And I must be insane to go skating on your name. And by tracing it twice, I fell through the ice. Valleys, there's only Alice.
Woo, it's a good thing I had my coffee today. Whoa, wow. This is Border Crossings. That is Alice from Tom Waits on Border Crossings by request. Thank you very much for requesting that song. Kind of odd, but it just seems like all the songs have been a little bit slow today. That's the way things have fallen into place. My name's Larry London. It is Border Crossings, and I did promise the big news story of the day. I said it's a $7 million news story, and it is. Earlier in the week, I played back-to-back Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up. And I followed that up with Blurred Lines from Robin Thicke, T.I., and Pharrell. And I mentioned that they had been in court for the last week. There was a lawsuit filed by Marvin Gaye's family. And they claimed that that song, Blurred Lines, is stealing. It's plagiarizing Marvin Gaye's music, Got to Give It Up. And Pharrell spoke, and Robin Thicke spoke, and Marvin Gaye's family spoke. Experts spoke from the music industry. Well, the judge made his ruling yesterday. And the judge decided that it did in fact steal Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up. So he has ordered Pharrell and Robin Thicke to pay $7.3 million to Marvin Gaye's family. And Marvin's daughter, Nona, had a press conference and said, finally, the chains of Robin Thicke are off the Gaye family. But keep in mind that this now sets a precedent. This is going to now create a situation whereby everybody who claims that someone stole their music, copied their music, it's going to go to court. So this is going to be a big thing. Now, Pharrell and Robin Thicke and T.I. say we are going to appeal this. We're not done. We're not finished. This thing is not going to go away quietly. The song itself earned $17 million, Blurred Lines. So $7 million is kind of a small portion to pay. But they don't think that they were in the wrong, and they stand by their claim that they didn't copy Marvin Gaye's music. They just channeled the 70s, which he happened to be a part of. And that's the way it was. So there's the big news story. The $7.3 million lawsuit, very big amount of money to be awarded to Marvin Gaye's family for one song. So we'll see how that all unravels. Our contest is coming up. At first, Sophie Waimatha wants me to play this song from Rihanna and Chris Brown. And this is for everybody in Kenya called Nobody's Business.
You'll always be mine. Sing it to the world. Always be my boy. I'll always be your girl. Nobody business. Ain't nobody business. Ain't nobody business. But mine and my baby. Mine and my baby. But mine and my baby. But mine and my baby.
Please point me in the right direction. I'ma give you all my affection. Every touch becomes infectious. Let's make out in this Lexus. There's no other love just like this. A life with you, I wonder, can we become love persona?
You'll always be the one that I wanna come home to, boy. Let me love you and show you how special you are. I wanna be your baby. You'll always be my baby. Tell me.
Your love is perfection. Please point me in the right direction. I'ma give you all my affection. Every touch becomes infectious. Let's make out in this Lexus. There's no other love just like this. I like what you, I wonder, can we become love's persona? You'll always be the one that I wanna come on to, girl. Let me love you and show you how special you are. I wanna be your baby. You'll always be my baby. Tell me what you want. Sing it to the world. Baby, give me some. Give me some. You gon' be my girl. I wanna make it mine. And it ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business. Just mine and my baby. It ain't no.
Border Crossings, and there you are, Chris Brown, Rihanna, Ain't Nobody's Business. That is a request. Chris Brown apparently fathered a little baby boy. I think it's a boy. Boy or girl? Boy. Named Royalty. Interesting. Nine-month-old child. They just discovered the baby. I'm Larry London. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. It's time for our contest right now. Our little way of saying thank you very much for joining us on the program. We've got a VOA t-shirt and a Sound of Music soundtrack CD to give away. And today, we're going to send both of those prizes out to Lionel Hakizimana, who's in Burundi. Yay! Way to go, Lionel Hakizimana. You are the winner, and you get your song request. And so here's your song request. I hope you enjoy this song, and it is from Hadaway on Border Crossings.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt.
Border Crossings Hathaway. And what is love? This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Hey, okay, let me solve the mystery for you. Most of the people who responded to my question on my Facebook page asking who is this middle school pop star from the 70s, and a lot of people knew, the answer is simple. My clues were pretty obvious, too. Purple? Minnesota? Could only be one guy? Prince. Yeah, Prince played basketball for Bryant Middle School when he was 12 and 13 years old. And from what reports I've received, he was very good, too. He was a good baller, as they say. A middle school basketball player. It's a good thing, though, that he's a little short. He's very, very, very short. So he made the right career decision. Thank you, Glenn, for producing the show today, and our director extraordinaire, Felicia. And thank you for listening to Border Crossings. My name's Larry London. See you tomorrow at 1500 Universal for another hour of requests, dedications, and our big CD t-shirt giveaway. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.